Yeah, press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You trying to mug me off?
If you push play, you know what I mean? My ears will hear it.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Am I turn this off or what?
No, let it go.
Leave the music running. We're recording.
Well, maybe. I don't even know how it's on.
Wait, it's recording now?
Yeah, recording.
We're all right. We're in. This is the mug off, baby.
Welcome back to the show. I must say I get a lot of letters from people saying, what sort of credentials do the girls have to be on the panel? Well, if I can just quickly go around the panel. You know, we have Rachel over there, who's a disillusioned pommy who came out to Australia and can't find a bloke. You've got a bloke now.
Since last week. Yeah.
What, in the park? You're rolling in the park?
Oh, you were there.
Okay.
Then we've got
a bloke who cut off his penis to become a Sheila.
Oh God, all right.
then we've got Ida, who's
get away with that now.
Twice, a serial divorcee.
Oh, okay. Right,
head of the ABC.
Prue over here, who's never been married, never had children, never had a relationship. Well, you've been in a relationship for 18 years. Isn't it about time you got married?
No, that's just
And then we've got Camille over here, who, once again, no bloke, no husband, no kids, no relationship, nothing.
Happy.
Potential lesbian. Carmel.
That's her Camille. Defining feature.
Absolutely.
Forget about your career.
And the old Sheila over here with the black hair.
Well, that's the cross-section of society. That's what people are looking
but
here.
But have a look at you, though. You're all...
Look at that cross-section. They're all carbon copies.
You've all got failed relationships, the lot of you. Well, I mean,
you don't have the faintest idea what any of us do in our private lives because we wouldn't tell you.
The last time I saw you were on the dance floor with some old bloke who was 1 foot in the grave.
That's not what
you
said.
No. Well, he was a good dancer.
Can't dance.
Yeah.
2 feet is a bit much for him to count.
We have another letter. Dear Santa and Beauties.
All right.
Jerry, that's where you learnt how to be a host, right? From Stan Zamanek. The way you're always bringing up Duggan's relationship.
Let's go. Yeah. Welcome back to the Mug Off for another week. This is a clunky intro, but you're joined here again by your three favourite retards. On there, we're joined by a very special guest. You got the most appearances on here, mate.
Unofficial fourth member for my
really?
Mug.
Yeah.
John,
yeah. Fourth Mike, John.
It's like Crutchek. Jerry, Yaz, yeah. John, then Duggan.
Hey,
that's the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Man, thanks for coming back.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, man. I'm back.
How's iServe been treating you, John?
I don't know. Just been getting on with it, you know? Like, you just stretch the time out you allow for everything normally. And it's the same.
What's the day look like for you at the moment? Get up.
Oh, I get up about 9, I'd say, 9 a.m. Go to the coffee shop, get the special breakfast wrap deal, $10 for the wrap and the coffee. Can't beat it.
Small or large coffee?
Small size.
Always with the coffee.
You go small with extra shot, right?
Oh, yeah, sometimes. Well, sometimes I'll just get an additional coffee, you know what I mean? Like, go nuts. And like,
John, two coffees, Crookshank.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, and then you turn it around and you get free ones every 5 or something. So,
yeah,
like,
right. Wow. You're far too chill for a man who drinks 2 coffees.
Oh, man, I used to drink heaps of coffee. It was fucking crazy. And you don't realise, like, you know, until you stop and you look back and you go, wow,
that's too many coffees.
That was a wild time for me.
Yeah, yeah, that was Australia's Wonderland, you know? Like,
I just shit black for 4 years.
Yeah, just...
Yeah, that Rolodex on the counter is just all yours. Like, that's when it's a problem.
Yeah.
All these cards are mine.
Yeah, yeah. So I get that, and then a few songs, you know, like put on a bit of music, whatever. What do you mean? Well, you listen to music at the start of the day, you know?
Some jams. Like,
what's in rotation?
And then, just all this, you know, all this Spotify drama. You know, just fucking all of that. Well, it's just whatever, you know what I mean? Like, there's songs going on.
You're giving the mug off a run, mate?
What's that?
You're giving the mug off a run?
Nah, I don't really listen to podcasts.
It's on Spotify.
Yeah, I know, but I can't make the transition from music to words or whatever. Yeah, I don't really listen. I mean, I don't listen to podcasts.
I appreciate your honesty. It would have been much easier to just go every week.
Well, I don't know, like, I don't know when to do it. I think once I started doing it, I'd like it.
Sure.
But
So you got your breakfast special, You're heading back. You're on the streets of Redfern. People know you.
They're John. Oh, then I'll go to Mickey's and get a juice. Fucking nice.
Same morning?
Yeah, same morning. Absolutely. But I like to go home and have the coffee and chill for a bit. And then, then go and get the juice from Mickey's. $5. Any, like, all the fruits that they've got, they'll juice for you. Mm. You know? Like, but I normally get orange, pineapple, beetroot, and celery.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking good.
Two fruit, two veg.
Yeah, I never thought of the symmetry, but there's a symmetry of flavour, though.
Isn't that what your old man called his four sons? Two fruits and two veggies?
Jerry?
Oh, here we go, mate. And we're off.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
which
mate.
Half is Jerry?
Oh, fruit for sure. He's not a vegan.
Giving him plenty there. Absolutely plenty.
I quite appreciate the Australian Wonderland reference there, because one time I was with this... I don't want to say my dad, but a gentleman who had a crane truck, and we went and robbed Australia's Wonderland once it closed down. He had some nefarious connection, and we got in there once the place was closed, yeah. And we lifted all these like $100,000 reptile enclosures onto the back of a truck and out the door, and he's like, you can have anything you want. Do you want anything? And I go, I'll have the W off there. Like, I got a big W, like a big Wonderland W, and then, you know, turned it into an M, McGowan.
Oh yeah,
nice. Put that in the front bad. Yard. Let the other cunts know what's up.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
So, like, what was the ride? The bush beast.
The beastie.
was
it the bush beast?
I thought it was the beastie.
Was it the beastie?
But that might have been a slang for bush beast.
I only went once in my time.
Mm. Was this like some sort of theme park or something?
Yeah, it was like a...
It sounds like the most...
Queenslander.
It's the most dog shit theme park. They got Hollywood on the go.
A total single parent theme park. Rivals nothing you have on the Gold Coast.
It's my first experience with cheese out of the can, and it was love at first sight. I'll tell you what. If I could have got my fucking lips around one of those cans.
Oh, I just put 7 chips through a stick and I'll eat it. How about that?
Oh, fuck, man. I felt like I was in a trance when you were telling me about your day.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I was there with you.
Yeah.
We haven't even made it to lunch
yet. I know.
The sun's shining.
Yeah, I like to get a bit of sun, for sure. That's important for vitamin
D. Bit of a bike ride.
Yeah, bike ride has been good. I've been riding at night, though, on the Bushy. That's been pretty cool, going for a few night rides.
Catch up with Nat, friend of the show.
Yeah, go with Nat. He'll go for a ride sometimes. Mm. Another comedian mate of mine. Mm-hmm. And then then you fuck around with all that. It's night time.
Yeah,
and you just go to bed.
Sure. You've done 3-4 TikToks throughout the day.
Oh, I mean, I don't know if I got a TikTok video. I'm not afraid of a TikTok video, but like, yeah, I don't know. You want it to be considered,
yeah,
rather than just talk about.
Like, what do you think about, like? Do you think that, you know, TikTok's kind of for younger people, or do you think it's open play?
Oh. This is what I think. Like,
lay it on me, bro.
There's a lot going on there, you know. Like, and there's
I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
Oh, it's just it's a lot of children, fucking kids, like all you know, trying to be sexy and all this and like.
There you go, Jerry.
They've changed, you know, they've changed the symbol.
I'm downloading it now.
Well, no, but then you've got some fucking. You know what I mean? Boilermaker from the Northern Territory telling you how to seal up a fucking hot water heater. You know, like from that to that. And it's hard to know what to make of any.
That's a lot to take in.
And then there's a lot of drama on there. And then a lot of it's like Carl Barron and shit. Like,
oh, the Barron's
shout
on?
Shout out to the fucking CB. But like, yeah, just clips of him.
Carl Barron's on TikTok, so it's or this, people it's putting this, clips on there?
It's this like anachronistic comedy channel. And also,
you could learn how to
young kids going crazy, yeah, and the other shit, the work
any
shit.
Kind of spot welding you need to get
done. Yeah, 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 and then just weird shit, and then cunts that have fucked up the video. That's always funny, you know. And then it's just good, but I just like how you can stop and start the editing, you know.
Mm.
So you can record for a bit, stop, and then cut it like live almost.
Yeah,
you can't do that on other things to make videos.
Sure.
So you can just make it. You can just do a few different. Things on there, I guess.
Fuck, well, I'm converted.
Yeah, but well, I mean, yeah. It's
you're going to just start doing some TikToks, Jerry?
No.
Okay. I'd love to see you doing judo TikToks.
Judo?
Yeah, or whatever
jiu-jitsu,
it is.
Jiu-jitsu, idiot. Yeah. Bit of a difference.
Whatever you
What's
call
the difference?
It.
More of a cuddle in jiu-jitsu?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, got me. Oh, fuck.
Is that why you started? Like a lack of cuddles from your old man?
He's back. He's best on the ropes, this cunt. You want to you throw a punch back at him and watch him swing and come back. Yeah, mate. Well, if you, it's, you're getting through life. You're not, nothing's really bothering. No mug-offs to speak of per se, it would sound like. Sounds like you're just cruising around.
I mean,
I'm going to hazard a guess and say I reckon you've still got a couple.
Well, it depends what you mean by mugged off. You know, like...
I'm pretty open to interpretation on it.
I mean, little things... I don't know. A few things happen.
Like what?
Well, like... This is one example of what I would say could be a mug off. Was like... Because I was working. I was doing some building work one day. Mm. And we got lunch. And the other guy got lunch. He got like a fucking a meal deal. You know, you get a meal deal.
Yeah.
With the chips and a drink.
$10.
And he gets a bottle of Coke. 6 out of a bottle. Then we're having it at lunch. And then we're working away. And then later, at like, then like 4 p.m. the next, like the same day, 4 hours, he's still got the bottle. The 600 mil bottle.
I thought that's where this was going. Like, it fucking makes me mad.
With fucking 30 mil. Like that, it's fucking, you have it at lunch, that's your chance to have it. You can't, you don't fucking carry it around.
Yeah, stretch it.
You're not in the army, like, and it's just fucking 40 mils. It's not fizzy. It's fucking disgusting. And like,
it's a bit of liquid.
You know what I mean? Like, what do you, like, fucking let go, brother. I think that's, yeah, that, I mean, that's, oh, that's annoyed me.
I'm fucking, I'm with you on that one.
Oh. And they just carry it around and stuff. You know, it's embarrassed. Like, just put it in the bin. Lunch is the opportunity.
I worked with this cunt. He had like one of them 8 liter fucking, you know, like water bottles. Like,
yeah, camel packs or whatever.
Well, like one of those ones where you just sit on a table and you can pour cordial out of, you know, like it's got the spout.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he would just drink it from like the lid. And then every lunch, he'd always open up like a can of Pepsi and just pour it in and he'd drink that. It made me so fucking mad.
What? Just add it to the mix?
He'd just add a can of Pepsi into like 8 liters of water and then just
what
like...
a psycho.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's too sweet otherwise. It's like, I just wanted to fucking wring his neck.
You won't see that ratio too often. Now, what you want to do, get about 8 liters of water.
You're a grown just fucking man.
Take the edge off it. Yeah, right. Yeah, they're not meant to be diluted. Cordials. Cordials what? What he's after. Yeah.
What's your time? What's your
that's your dilutable drink. You know, that's the one.
Fuck, you get some big opinions on sugary drinks. I love it. What's the ideal time frame of a can? 15, 20?
Oh, to drink it?
Yeah. Just so it comes out there know the rules.
Oh, yeah, yeah, fair enough.
Because I go, yeah.
I reckon 375 mils, 37.5 minutes. Right? 1 mil per minute. Obviously, you're not going to drink it at that rate, but that's what I'll allow for it.
I reckon it's how long's a piece of string, you know? It's like, well, how long's my break? I've got this for my break.
Yeah.
You know, you can drink it. If you've got a 2 hour break, you can have that Coke over 2 hours. I don't mind.
Fuck
you
that.
Get it oh, no, nah, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Well, no one's giving you a 2 hour break.
Yeah.
Well, it's your example, mate.
Yeah. Well, I kind of caught myself.
Yeah. It's always mine. You know what I mean? Your mind built the prison and then you were, all the prisoners looked like you and you were just like, what do I do? How do I get out of this?
Where's the warden?
Yeah.
I'm the warden.
Oh, good stuff. That's funny stuff, isn't it?
Oh, I love it. Fuck.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Yeah, it's been a good week. Been cruising around. What are you lads been up to?
Oh, mate, not much. Just, you know, doing some stuff, mate.
Got a couple of things in the works, mate.
Yeah, a few things you might catch on the television.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
TV. Yeah, making my on-screen debut, mate, maybe, perhaps.
Weren't you in black comedy?
Yeah, I was an extra, though, for a lot of that, you know.
Got lines.
Yeah, this time I got lines.
A different kind of lines.
Yeah, right.
We'll see. Well, I wasn't in the line at the very end of the catering line. That's what you were implying by that, right?
Yeah, the catering line.
Big lines at the catering.
Yeah, a bit of that. Bit of big lines. All sorts, really.
Any catering lines for you during ISO, John?
Look,
Senno come through for you, didn't they?
Senno dropped fucking hard, brother. Hey, we, harder than concrete.
We had a pretty good night on Mr. Morrison, didn't we?
Yeah, here's to you, Mr. Morrison. That's what I've been saying. Yeah. Scott.
Watched a couple of classic NBA games.
Hell yeah.
On the boss's dime.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Smoko. What do they call him? Smoko. ScoMo.
I fucking hate people calling him that. He's such a fucking dork. He doesn't have a nickname.
I don't like any name that's the two start of the names and then they fuck it off like ScoMo.
I'm off an O generally.
Whatever, you know?
John No.
Yeah.
Camo. Get it out of here.
Yeah. Mm.
Yazzo.
Yazzo.
No thanks.
No, I think we'll keep it.
You can try, mate. I'm like Teflon.
Like a Tarzo. Clear. Yazzo, because you're always getting slammed, mate.
Yep.
Yeah.
By other dudes.
Yeah.
Yep. I used to get Yarra Woman a lot in high school.
Oh, that's good. That's always pretty good.
Misgendering.
Yeah, well, it was a different time.
We got a woman here. Cut her a dick off. Fucking.
Yeah, listen here, Stan Zamanek.
Who was that maniac?
That's Stan Zamanek. Wasn't he like a shock jock in like Melbourne?
I don't know.
There, like,
looked weirdly familiar.
That show was Beauty and the Beast.
I remember that show. Yeah. That used to be on like when I come home from school.
Yeah, it's just like one of these fake antagonistic programs of idiots. He's talking about one foot. That cunt's dead.
Is he dead?
Yeah, he's died. He died.
Oh, shit.
I don't think anyone really felt too bad for the guy, right? Like it was...
Mm.
You know what I've been watching a lot lately? Just people's farewells on Studio 10. Like everyone who worked for 10 gets a goodbye and a cake at Studio 10. They're just wheeling out like fucking Sandra Sully or whatever.
Imagine wanting to come back. They're like, but we already gave you the farewell. It's
the same cake from the same bullshit bakery that's just across the road.
Oh, yeah.
But you did 25 years of service for Channel 10 and John O'Coleman's coming out with a cake. Good Lord. That's what I've been doing.
Are they dropping like flies over there?
I think so, yeah. They're not doing too well.
Especially when you go to work, there's a rating gone. You're like you're the only kind of one that watches that show.
I know. Yeah. You can still get the YouTube clips though. That's where I'm doing a lot of the
I wonder what all the studio audience is doing from Studio 10.
Oof.
That's a good 4 hours of every one of their days.
Watching I think they just don't
have to watch it. Yeah,
well we went in there after a bit of uni work one morning.
Bit of a Crypt Keeper kind of vibe, isn't it?
Oh yeah. They're all getting excited about the one bowl of lollies getting passed around.
Yeah. This lady, like, because they pass you lollies during the break, and then we're on the end of the line, so they're like, you know, where you're sitting in the famous photo. And so, like, they pass the bowl to us. We have one, and then, you know, we pass along, then we pass to this old lady, and on the way back, she skips us and goes straight to the producer. It was like the biggest power play you could do. Like, sorry, newbies. I want to see you a few more weeks before you start getting the seconds.
It's like Karate Kid, you know? And he fucking ghost the girl or whatever.
They were challenged.
Except with Minties.
Yeah, it was like Minties and Fantails.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
They're pulling out all the stops over in Channel 10, I'll tell you that much.
Feed the cattle a Minty.
We walked out of there one time with a basketball. They just gave everyone in the crowd a basketball.
I've still got that.
Me too.
It's a good ball.
Is it like Channel 10 basketball?
Just no.
Nah, some weird brand.
Yeah, it's some brand I've never heard of.
Yeah, right. Too much rubber. To make basketballs. Or leather. Leather's a good ball, I suppose.
Sure.
I think that's what the good ones are made out of.
I didn't think we'd get into ball theory this early.
Well, what if you're vegan and you want to play NBA? You can't.
Well, rubber?
No, if it's leather.
Oh, it's a ball leather.
I think it could be, yeah.
Is it? I've always felt like it was rubber.
I thought it was like some kind of like...
No, like a skinned outdoor one is rubber. Like, remember they used to have it at the petrol station? Basketballs out the front in a big cage.
Oh, yeah. They did.
Yeah.
The announcers firewood.
They did. Don't fuck.
But that's what those cages were for. They were for basketballs.
No, they did have them like that.
I'm with you on this.
Yeah, ring up if you're listening and say, back me up.
If you've got one of them servo balls, we'd love to see it.
Yeah, I had a pretty sick one. Do you know what I want to make? You know those apps you can get and it's like you look at it and it's got the shit on your head, like which fucking whatever are you?
Yep.
I want to do one, which servo are you? And have fucking BP. Shell, Gull, you know, all the razor ones, and you know a few off brands as well, like Budget Petrol.
Yep,
fucking, you know,
United, so, brother.
Yeah,
United.
Yeah,
United.
You know, there's a couple of independents out there.
Wouldn't mind seeing mobile make a resurgence.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Is mobile out of the game? Are they gone?
No, mobile's around, mate.
They still get around?
Yeah.
Is that some Melbourne shit?
Mobile? I mean,
just because it starts with M.
Exxon's some Melbourne shit.
You'd hate to get 7-Eleven. It's like,
ugh.
You know, yeah. you're not old money. You're kind of like, yeah. you're new money. You're kind of bought into the petrol game.
But we have to respect them.
You do.
In the game.
They've got, they might be new, but they're always there, aren't they?
They got the pumps. You know? The one thing in my life I can never remember at the servo is like the number. You know, you put petrol in the car and they always ask you what number pump you use. Yeah. And then
you're
like,
always looking.
Yeah.
You never remember.
You just always just go, oh, you say the colour of your car, you know? it's the blue one. But I thought it was like, I know that it's physically impossible to like, well, not that it's physically impossible, but once I went to one of these servos, roadside, well, they're all roadside, aren't they? But like, they went, sorry, but you know what I mean? And it was on the way to Canberra or whatever, and I stop and like, I go to pay and she's like, which one? And I tell her, I don't know the number. I said, it's the blue one over there. And then she goes, oh, I can't. She goes, you haven't put the thing back on properly. I can't read how much. Like the things, like, you have to go and put the hook back on properly. And I'm thinking, I don't work here. You know, like.
It's not fucking
happening. Well, no, I just hate when it consumes. Like, that's not part of the rules. You put it on. I put it on, you know, but it didn't click in. So, like, I said to the number and then I went and I put it back in. And then I, and then she served one other person in the in that time. And I came back. I'm standing back in the line again. And she just looks right at me and goes, yeah, what number? And I'm just like, you fucking serious? Like, you can't, mustn't be possible to remember the numbers. Like, no one goes, oh, yeah, I'm number two. And they're filling up their car. You just always never think about it.
I feel like they are proportionately small. As well, like, yeah, because you always got to look for them and stuff.
Oh,
like, where is it? Like,
and
up
then
there?
Fucked if you can even tell, because the bays, there's a bit of depth there too.
Yeah.
So they'll have this fucking real quick 1, 2, 3, 4 sign up the top, but you don't know which is assigned.
Yeah, which angle are we?
Which quadrant you're fucking assigned to?
It's a visual prison.
You know what I mean? It's like playing handball with the fucking jack and dunce and all that shit. King, queen.
Some guy behind you, just first reserve.
I never forget that when she goes, oh, yeah, what number? I was fucking there.
Did you laugh or you just like, blue car, I'm not saying it?
No, no, I think I made a professional note to myself to bring it up later. And here I am.
Yeah, I'll have this.
I got her. I fucking got her now. Which number now, lady?
Oh, you're the king of getting something and holding on to it for an appropriate time.
I beg your pardon?
I said you're the king of getting something and then holding on to it for an appropriate time.
Oh, like information,
yeah.
Comedy.
Your
yeah.
phone's like a fucking treasure trove of things you've caught cunts doing that you bring up years later.
I don't know what this is. This sounds like something you've developed.
I've been on the receiving end of it for sure.
Oh, just
never took it a fucking clean bite out of a burger.
This is about the hamburger at the Everly.
Oh, no, I need to know about this.
What's this story?
Nah, that's, I just took it is a bit rude. I wouldn't like it if someone did it to me. I just took a photo because he was fucking deleting this burger, bro. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was fucking getting deleted. It was the fucking bushfire funds and he was Mr. Morrison just fucking deleting him. You know? Where'd that burger go, bro? Jerry deleted it. I had footage. But sometimes with a burger, once you start, you can't stop. You know, yeah. You got to fucking attack it like the shit is oozing out. You got to get in there or there'll be structural damage.
Yeah, I was vulnerable.
You know?
And you exploded that.
Yeah, and you're hungry, I know, working hard, doing all the gigs. But, you know, I can't change what I did, mate. I've deleted the photo as you've deleted the burger. That's all I can say. You know, in an effort, in an olive branch.
I like that you just fire the shot once, like you're not even holding on to it. Like, I've got him now. Now I can show other people. It's just like one shot,
oh,
that's it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was funny, though. It was funny.
You don't get to rewind the clock on it. You take the shot and that's it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd hate to be nicked in the, you know.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen you eat.
No.
It's like, you never let yourself get caught.
Mate,
this was a bit of a mug-off. Do you remember that one time we were leaving the Everly, speaking of the Everly, and you found that credit card on the ground? And so you gave me a left
hand. It's a private story, Cameron.
Now, believe. We went through the. We went to the servo straight after that, so we could buy a couple of chalky milks. And you were like, "Sorry, mate, didn't take the piss. Did buy a round of chalky milks for the boys."
Well, I saw that. That was no, but that was someone else. I think did that.
That was a beam.
It was something on Brown Cardigan or something that I'd just recently seen. But it was pretty. They like. I don't know what they'd done. There was a photo of us. That said, "Oh, boss, we found your credit card here on the ground or whatever. We didn't take the piss. Just tapped a Singo chalky milk out of respect," or something like that. It's pretty funny. Like, and I was just emulating it. But if I find a card, I'll take it straight to the bank. Like. Via what I'll get Hungry Jack's or something, you know, like just do you know what I mean? Just a bit of like,
I'm not mad about that if that's my
card. Yeah.
Getting a reward.
I can hear the streets calling, you know, and I'll just take it. I'll take it to the Commonwealth. Just go, here, I found this card, you know, because it isn't. I mean, people, you lost your card pretty quickly, I think, and you can like transfer your money or whatever.
Sure. Yeah, no stranger to the servo either.
Yeah, you're talking a bit about servos today. Oh, I'm trying to think of any other funny things about the servos.
There's that Instagram account, Servo Sunsets. It's just beautiful
that's
photos.
That's
a good account if you can...
The only servo joke I ever thought of, but it's shit, but it's like they change the petrol price way more now because it's electronic. They don't have to fucking get the ladder out and change the numbers and shit. When you had to do that, it was like, oh, we'll fucking change it next week, you know? Like, and now it's like
we'll take the loss.
They push the button, you know? And it's probably true.
They just do it because they can.
Well, it's just easy. Yeah, it's easier to do.
Well, that's a big
business.
They've
knocked off the OH&S risks.
Yeah. Well, before, you had to get proper out there on the ladder and shit.
You're more of a fan of those grassroots servers.
Oh, if you can get one of those going.
Did you have a ladder on the bus when I ran into you? Like on the street?
On the train, yeah. Fuck. I carried it from Peterson's station past here into Leichhardt.
Yeah, I saw you in the street walking around with a ladder. I got the train.
Yeah, it was when I'd lost my license. But I still had my business. So, yeah, fuck, I'm taking some shit on the train. Like,
what size ladder?
Well, just like roller cable, ladder, like fucking yellow shit on, backpack.
It was so funny.
Bag like, of drills, like.
Because I'm working near you, come out the front, and just kind of cruising down the street with a ladder and a roller cable.
Yeah, and then I said to him, can I get a lift down the road? And you said, no. So, you know.
It was all a bit much to take.
Yeah, I mean, the people, poo cunts would have been like, is he fixing the train or what? Like, you don't see too much ladders. I've seen like a fridge, like a second, like a someone had obviously bought some small fridge off someone, and I took a photo. It was pretty funny. Picture this. I'll tell you what it was. Something funny I'd done before. Picture of a guy on the train, and he's sitting on a little bar fridge or whatever.
Mm.
And I think I said something like, "Oh, I normally just buy my lunch from the shop." Hey. Hey.
It's a good one.
Good stuff, eh?
I tell you, I've been working all through this, and I'm getting really into the no future lifestyle.
In terms of buying food.
Food every day.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a little reward. The trade hours are fucking disgusting, and you just need to eat something solid. It's the only reward you can get, you know? Like,
yeah, you really feel, once you start, there's no going back.
Fucking preach, brother.
Yeah.
Preach. Oh,
I mean, there is... You just want to eat, you know what I mean? All that shit. I mean, not pies and all that, but, you know, you want the chicken schnitzel roll.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You want fucking breadcrumbs to be involved
totally.
In your life and get a chicken schnitzel roll. You know, meet the whole family of fucking breadcrumbs and that's it. Yeah. Can of Coke, as discussed.
Do you fuck with like a cherry Coke or anything, John's, or just
like
a vanilla Coke?
Nah, not really. I don't mind. You know, if it's the only can left in the fridge, but yeah, not by choice.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't like all this cherry shit. Like,
what do you think about those new nippy bottles they got now? They're doing.
I don't think they're new. I think they've been around for a while. I've fucking smashed a few of those in my time, brother. Don't get me wrong. I don't mind it. I don't mind it.
A nippy.
Yeah, they're good. They're good.
Is that a 200 mil?
I think it's, yeah.
Is that a thin can?
No, that's like...
No, I think it's a 500.
Yeah, it's not too big, but it's much bigger than the popper.
Really?
Yeah. It changed my life. I saw it.
Jesus.
Yeah. Things aren't going too well for me.
I don't mind a vanilla Coke. I fucking love that shit.
Oh, no, talking about nippies, not vanilla Coke.
No, but we were talking about...
We're going back. Yeah, I see what's happening.
Would you go a lesser... You strike me as someone you'd go without if you had to have a lesser can. Like, it's Coke or nothing for you. You're not drinking a Schweppes. Or will you go there?
Oh, no, I'll go there. I know what you mean. I thank you for thinking of me as having principles.
I hold you in high regard, John.
You're not fucking with a Pesito, are you?
No, fuck, Pesito rules, man.
Yeah, no, I don't mind. I'll give it all a go. Maybe not in a cola. And I can tell you fucking one thing here on the podcast.
Wait on me, brother.
Speaking of all these drinks, all right? Organic soft drink is not fucking natural. It's disgusting. You know, have you ever had, you know, they like, yeah. It's like, you know,
I've had Zivio.
You know what I mean? It's like wearing fucking tie-dye in the army. You know, like, it's fucking
handmade just Jordans.
Don't bother, you know? I don't know. I don't like, I just think it's a bit like cheap. Not, it's just, why? You know, and it's like, oh, the cola bean or some shit, you know, and it's got pictures of, and it's slightly less fizzy than normal, you know, like, no, I don't like
them. There's people that, like, I suppose they want to be, like, healthy but indulge.
I mean, I suppose, yeah, but I don't know, just like...
You're not having that. Where do you stand on Coke Zero? This is huge on my work side.
Like, people getting it?
Big time. Because they're not going... They're not. No way are they going off
good
the Coke.
Lord.
Man, yeah, he can talk, yeah, for, he can talk for fucking days on this shit, all right? This
no, is I know what you mean. Yeah, the black box. That's what they call it, the Coke Zero. Well, I just saw a few at the, what is it, Mr. Carl's, the fucking 24-pack or whatever. I don't know. I mean, I don't, yeah, I really don't know. I just like the normal one, you know, the classic. Sure. I don't like having to refer to it as the classic, but it's just the red, you know.
I'm not going
to
let you down.
I don't like, yeah, the black, yeah, me black too. Box, the Coke. What is it, Coke Zero?
Coke Zero, yeah.
There's nothing worse than meaning to buy, like, a normal soft drink and actually getting the sugar-free one. Fucking chuck it out the window.
Yeah, yeah.
If just, you ramp yourself up for it enough, you can do it, bro.
Nah, it's fucking awful.
Just know this.
Nah, they, yeah.
I've had a few appointments with the black doctor.
Oh, yeah.
I love the traditional can myself.
Yeah. CCC, compulsory can of Coke.
CCC, you got it.
Oh, fucking Lord.
You got to have the CCC.
Oh.
You have your meat pie in the morning. You got your fucking sausage roll.
We interrupt our broadcast.
Oh, morning viewers.
That's
hard. Morning peeps.
Oh, I'm just having fun here. It's good.
Oh, I love it. He could talk forever on this shit. So that's why I love picking
snacks.
His brain. Snacks, food, Coke is
not so much. But yeah. Yep. Well, I'm not working like you say. I'm not doing the trade out. I do my own trade.
Being a soft drink scholar, full time.
I guess so. I mean, I just like a can of Coke. You know, I'm not. You know, and I mean, Solo's good as well. And I don't mind Fanta from McDonald's either.
Fuck.
That's pretty good. That shit is vitamin B city. Like that is delicious.
Come
that
on.
Is so good. That is like carrot juice or something. Fanta from McDonald's.
I don't reckon it is. I don't reckon the carrot in McDonald's is carrot.
You're one of the few men I've met in my life that like fucking loves a fillet of fish as well. Like we've had a few.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, mate. That's fish on bread. That's the fucking Passover. The Jesus Christ, you know. That's what he did. He started that. That's Christian ass. You know, the 5,000 loaves or whatever. You're telling me some cunt didn't knock it all together? And the fish and the bread. You know what I'm talking about?
I do. It's like tasting Jesus every time you have one.
Yeah. That's when they invented tartar sauce, you know, on that day. Hillsong.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking a bit dry fish on bread without it.
Yeah, you need something.
That's fucking... That's slow down the throat, that is.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Oh,
fuck. It's a takeover. Oh, if you could see us all in here, we've got microphones and everything.
Doritos.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I think they know, John. I think they know we have microphones.
What happened? It's a shame. I was looking forward to the put the focus back on to you guys. The show, the live show.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, fucking everything sucks, but like it would have been great to for that. I mean, and I'm sure you'll do one.
We will again.
But
yeah, we had some big plans, mate.
That would have been. Would that have already been? Or because it's Sydney Comedy Festival, like, now-ish.
It would have been last week.
Yeah, I was supposed to be on. Like, my last show would have been tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, sick. I was, yeah, and I would have been last week, I think, or the week before.
Fuck, it would have been a good hang, though, down at the factory, all of us there.
Yeah, especially if it'll, oh, we can't even talk about it. But let's just say there's a lot riding on that live show.
Yeah,
and if you want to find out, you have to come buy a ticket when we do it again.
Oh, yeah.
As fucking high stakes as a show can get, that's that show.
Well, you wouldn't find fucking Dave Hughes putting his money where his mouth is. We were prepared to
do. We're backing it up, yeah. And we will. It's all right. All good things come with time.
Yeah, get tickets online soon. I had a dream last night. What do you think about this? I'm dreaming. And I'm like, I got a son in the dream, and for some reason we're living in this old church, and there's a staircase.
You're Jesus.
Yeah, bro. Well, there's a staircase, or whatever, and there's a room at the top of the staircase, and it won't open. The door won't open. We've tried, this is all in the dream.
Mm.
Can't get it open. And then like the end of the dream, right before I woke up, it's like me somewhere else, and my son goes. He's only a young kid, like primary school. Goes up the stairs on his own, and there's like a beanie on the ground, like a, you know, beanie for your head, and he picks it up and he puts it on his head, and the door opened, and then I fucking woke up. So like, what do you reckon that is?
Jesus, I don't know.
You gotta buy a beanie straight up.
yeah it's winter.
Yeah,
winter's coming. What is it? Game of Thrones. Fuck, I love telling people Game of Thrones that like it that I only ever watched one, and it was the last one, the last episode they made, just to fucking annoy everyone. It's like, oh yeah, it's not that good.
Do you feel that maybe your life is lacking, and that spiritually you haven't been able to get where you need to go, and now you need
absolutely.
And you need something to
tell me more.
Fulfill that goal. So maybe that was your son, but your son might be what gets you there. So maybe you need a son. But it's really what he found that got him through there, not what he was.
Yeah, but then fuck knows what's in there too.
True.
I think it's bad. I feel like it's bad what's in it. It's spooky. It was scary.
Was there light remanating out of it? Or was it dark?
Remember? Just kind of dark devil shit.
Your Jerry was so into this shit, huh?
Yeah, he's a bit girly.
Caught me. I'm a Sagittarius.
Go get your tarot cards, Jerry. Tell him what it means.
Oh, yeah. A bit of tarot.
I don't know. I was pretty entranced by that. I was just thinking about it. But yeah, I don't know. So maybe.
Oh, well, hopefully everything will be all right. Next question, eh?
Yeah, I wouldn't dwell on it too much.
Well, I don't normally have dreams, you know?
Mm, why is that?
Life's a dream, mate.
Same reason you can't remember the petrol pump you're at.
Can't remember the what?
The number of the petrol pump you're at. Short-term memory from it.
Well, maybe there's a bit of that.
I'm with you, brother. I haven't had a dream in years.
Short-term memory's a bit like, nah, we haven't got any. Long-term memory's like, oh, I'll look out the back. Just a little quick one there, a little shank, you know? On memory.
Oh, here we go. Good stuff. Oh, it's kind of a direct line to my funny bones again.
.com/themugoff.
Oh, fuck me. Oh, God.
That's red hot stuff. We got another clip here.
Oh, yeah.
Actually. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, should we get another clip going?
Oh, this is red hot.
Top clip.
News anchor blooper.
Oh, yeah. These are normally swear words.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. He's blind. So we'll hear about that.
Okay, as we head to the break, I'll look at the six.
She doesn't even panic.
Yeah.
So good.
Fucking wild.
That really got me, that
What
clip.
Do we think about that?
I think it's so funny that she just like subliminally confused being gay with a disability.
Yeah, I guess. But I mean, maybe it wasn't that sin. I don't know. I mean, it's always really funny when I think it's like you could see someone's brain work. You know what I mean? The way it's worked. So when you see something like that, like with the pressure of television, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they've like, it's just funny that they've, equated it.
Be funny for this gay dude to be like, I refer to as handy capable.
I think this is pretty stupid. Like, my mate, I've just thought of this, thinking about blind people. The guy that I live with, he's got like tattoos on his arms, like Braille words, but like it doesn't have the lumps and shit. Like a blind person couldn't read it. Why the fuck has he got that? That doesn't make any sense, but he's got it. It's the Braille. I've said it, and he says it's Braille. But it like doesn't, because Braille's like lumpy and shit. Yeah, you feel it.
Maybe it's for him.
Yeah, but he can say, yeah, I don't know. Fucking crazy, that one.
Fuck.
Don't know.
Yeah, it does seem a bit redundant.
But it, yeah, well, it's just like you wouldn't be able to read it, feel it.
What does a blind person do when they're reading flat Braille? It's a bit like, hang on, let me get me glasses, isn't it?
Well, and I mean, how do you know, like, I'm not trying to be funny about the blind, but how do you know when you're blind at what point to expect Braille to begin? Moreover, you know, like, you just fucking cruise along, it's like, oh, fuck, fit a bit of Braille here. Like,
you start working, I don't back, know, working you know? Backwards.
You know what I mean? Like,
looking for the capital Braille.
Yeah.
I think that's day one, I'm real fucking blind is Braille. Because you just kind of squint around till you absolutely couldn't, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Glad I clarified that.
Yeah, if anyone...
Yeah, no, you'd give up early.
Yeah, well, the way you've been going at it, mate, you'll be going blind soon, if you know what I mean. Get your hand off it, buddy.
Oh, right. Yeah, happy Mother's Day, everyone. Tomorrow. It's good stuff.
Yeah, just a bit of fun.
My old man used to say that to me all the time, about keep your hand off it or you'll go blind, while he had the thickest glasses on.
Yeah.
You gotta start calling your old man Tugger.
Hey, Tuggy.
Yeah.
Yeah, good clip.
I thought that'd get more, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. I don't like it. But
what has been going on with you, Jerry? Been kissing all the boys behind the toilets?
Been on
or?
The tools, mate.
Fuck all.
Yeah, you got much on, mate. Yeah.
Navigating life, you know. Building this, driving there. Yes, yes, no, no.
You've been working on the northern beaches?
Yeah, I'm up there. I'm swimming every day.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah. No future by lunch. All future by afternoon.
How many breaks?
Two breaks. It's the only way I can't go back to one break.
Nah, one break's for fucking sadists.
Two.
Fuck, I do a bit of one breaks.
Oh. Can't do it, man. What time? 10?
Sometimes like 11.
Yeah, they kind of push it back a bit.
That's not too bad.
Nah. 9:30, like, I go to the shop, get all the shit. 10 break, breaks half an hour, then back.
I don't mind if you're
one p.m.
The only if you're way, leaving at 3, yeah, you're getting one break, it's pretty good.
Oh, the only way around it is if you've got a fucking big day on, is just waking up and pumping 3 fat Dexies and just fucking going for it.
Reach to the fucking choir, brother.
That's a good. That's the way to work.
Actually, if any listeners do have Dexies, and send them in, please.
Send them in, and we'll do an experiment. We'll show you the work we can get done not taking them, and then we'll take them.
Well, this is what we can get done. Not taking them.
Them.
So imagine how funny we'll be on them.
Oh, the pod would be so much better if you guys just sent
imagine
us some Dexies.
The clarity you could help your favourite podcast achieve.
Mm. And you should know Bricky Martin.
Bricky Martin, eh? Not bad, mate. Not bad.
Your famous appearance?
Fucking walking in the door, drooling onto his shoes.
What are you talking about?
Last time you were here, allegedly, I think you'd had a few too many Xanax after a pig night or whatever. He just kept saying the same joke over and over.
Oh, did I?
I don't think it might be true now.
I can't remember.
That doesn't sound like Xanax. Yeah.
We'll see if we got one out the back. Eh? Ding, ring the callback button.
Yeah, it's true, though.
Oh.
We're at a lot of time. Do you want to try and push for another rocket, or you want to pull the stumps up?
Fuck, I wouldn't mind pulling the stumps up.
One more.
You got any dirt you want to throw on someone, Trank?
Who's been fucking you over?
Oh, once... I can't name the names in this situation, but
fine.
Like...
Say it and I'll edit it out.
When I just started doing... Well, I can't remember who it was.
Okay, but so like, that's the actual problem.
Yeah, it's not a legality. It's but that I like, can't remember.
It was when I just started doing comedy, maybe 10 years ago, whenever it was, and slightly more. And I was some... I can't remember where... I think I was like in the city... or something, and I bumped into someone else who did open mic as well, who I thought was a little I don't know, just I never met anyone like that, but you know what I mean? A bit of a kook or whatever.
Mm.
And there's fucking heaps of kooks in comedy. And
oh, yeah.
And I said, oh, you know, what are you up to? And he's just on his own, but he's like, oh, yeah, we're going. He goes, we're going to a Porto. And I was just like, who? And he said, oh, the other guy, another guy similar to him. And he goes, we're going to a Porto. And I'm like, oh, yeah, what are you going to get, you know? What meal, whatever. I don't know. You just, I don't know why I said it.
Small talk.
But he goes, nah. He goes, we're going to the head office.
Oh, no.
Which I'd never heard. I'd never thought of it. I mean, it makes sense they'd have one. So I guess it's in the city. I don't know where it is. But he goes, yeah, we're going in the head office. He goes, we've got a meeting. We've got a meeting with the porter at the head office. And I'm like, you know, and I'm pretty new because I didn't know. I just thought, oh, this is what happens maybe, you know.
Do a few open mics and then the chicken men come.
Yeah.
All of a sudden a porter comes knocking.
Hey, who's that guy in the white suit at this gig? Oh, that's the colonel.
And then I'm like, oh, so what's the meeting?
Porter on this phone, Franco's on the other phone, make him fucking fight.
And he goes, well, listen. He goes, we've got the meeting. He goes, and I said, oh, what's it a bit? You know, or he might have even just told me without me asking. He goes, yeah. He goes, we're going to pitch this to him. He goes, a Porto, right? He goes, there's no mascot. There's no mascot for a Porto, right? He goes, McDonald's, you got the Ronald McDonald, the Clan, KFC, you've got the Colonel. But a Porto, he goes, there's no mascot. So we're pitching the mascot to him. And I was like, oh, well, what's the mascot going to be? And he's like, it's us. Like, it's us. Just have the Porto. And shit. Like, we're just the two guys that have it. And I was like, this is like the best idea I've ever heard, but also the worst idea I've ever heard. And it's only one idea. Can you imagine that? That's the shit people tell you with a straight face when you do comedy. You don't realise if you were just a fucking, you know, I was just an electrician, skater before that, you know, like.
Get the blank ready, but I think Ray Badron told me that story. It's about
dinner.
Got a review to read. That's why I'm just kind of.
Oh, yeah. If you can't see at home, we've got the computer on the TV. I know it's pretty primitive now. A few recent searches going on there. I won't relate.
What are they? Fucking stitch him up, Shane.
So, yeah, we got a nice review. Oi, this is a sick show, bruz. Can't wait for the borders to open up again so we can get the Brisbane Light episode that nobody's been asking for five. No one's been asking for full stop five stars. Got there in the end. Thanks, fucking Rosdog. And follow MugOff69 on Instagram.
There's John, a Facebook page as well.
Facebook page,
a group. Get on Facebook.
Yep. No, what's your YouTube channel with your comedy special Weed Cunt?
Oh, it's so good.
So funny.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's on there. What's the address?
Yeah, what's the address?
Oh, just write comedy in YouTube. And it should come
just
up.
Type in comedy Weed Cunt.
The number one thing under comedy.
Look, I'm going to... Don't do that. Type in Weed Cunt.
Oh, it's you'll find it. They're smart. These people are smart. You know, yeah. Probably already watched it.
Oh, we could put a link on the...
Nah, don't worry about it. Sure? There's no link. If you're listening and you want to, fucking go and find it. You know?
Yeah.
That's it.
Real ones.
No links anywhere or no bullshit, you know?
Sugar, oh honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you, honey, oh sugar.
Mug off, baby.